Well, in the reading we had from Colossians, it began with Paul thanking the church in Colossae for their partnership in the gospel. And so I want to echo that thanks to you all for your partnership in the gospel, especially in China, helping the people of China to have a Bible of their own. Thank you. The other thing that Paul says in this is that all over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing. And thanks to folk like you and other supporters around the world, the gospel is still growing around the world and bearing fruit. And it's a joy for me to come along and share with you some of the ways that is happening, particularly in China. Paul also says in this letter that it all began with them hearing the gospel from Epaphras. So they heard the gospel from somebody who told them. And that's you and that's me. It's up to us, isn't it, to share the gospel as individuals with those around us, as well as those in China and other places that you support. In the gospel reading from Matthew, we heard how Jesus took what a little boy, who isn't even mentioned in Matthew's gospel, took what a little boy had to offer, and he blessed it, and he multiplied it. And I think that's what Jesus is doing with the gifts that we bring him to. He blesses what we have to bring and multiplies it as we see the gospel growing around the world. Now, I wanted to share a few things for us to pray within this first section. One is about Amity Printing Company. The other is very quickly about some of the people that work there. And lastly, I'm going to share about the distribution vans, and then hopefully we can pray into that. Now, Amity Printing Press, that we see on the screen here, opened in 1987, which wasn't that long after the Cultural Revolution, where the Bible was a banned book. This is the new, larger factory, had a smaller factory to start with. The government wanted the land that the factory was built on, so they gave us an even bigger bit of land in exchange, which is great because we were able to put in a second printing press, which now has the ability to print 1 million Bibles every month. That's if they had enough paper to print them on. So, but they are doing, I think it's about 8 million a month, so we're not far off that. So do pray, that's a prayer pointer, that we would get enough paper to print that 1 million Bibles every month and more to reach the people of China. Something like 15,000 Chinese Christians, Christians in China, come to faith every day in China. So actually 1 million a month isn't really quite enough Bibles. So please pray for more Bibles to be printed. Also, it'd be good to pray for the people who are running the work out there. The chap at the top on the right is Ricky Chu. And he's the general manager of Amity Printing Press, so he's the chief executive. And he's standing there shaking hands with Mike Peru, who I know quite well. I've taken him to Ethiopia to see our work there. But Mike is the general secretary of United Bible Societies. So all the funding that's allocated all around the world to get Bibles into the hands of people everywhere, he's directing all that. The chap on the left, that's Mike Peru. And the chap underneath, that's Lee Chenong, and he's the deputy general manager, so he's next in line, but he's responsible for all the production and the sales, including exports. And so those two men really need our prayers as they seek God's guidance in what projects to run, how to get more paper into the presses, and how to serve the people of China and get Bibles out into more hands in China. So that's the second point. Now, a fifth of the people in the world live in China. It's a huge, huge country. But there are only 70 distribution centres around the whole country. And they only have 46 vans between them to deliver those Bibles. We saw earlier people on their bicycles and motorbikes delivering Bibles. So many centres, they just get delivery like that of the Bibles. But we need more vans. Since 2001, 46 vans have been provided. And in 2009, United Bible Societies were asked to provide another 10 of these vans, but it's slightly different. These ones they wanted to have also medical equipment on as well. So an ECG machine, a scanner machine, ultrasound machine, biochemical analyzer dressing sets, and a blood pressure monitoring set, all with two volunteer doctors to operate and do all the consultations. Because actually, in the rural places of China, medical help you have to pay for, and it's very scarce, and a lot of people just don't get the medical help. So they bring both, they bring Bibles and medical help. And these vans access Christian areas in rural areas. You can see this van delivering Bibles. I don't think I'd like to be driving along a road like that in China, but there they are, bringing the medical equipment, the doctors and the Bibles. They reckon 70% of Christians in China live in rural areas in China. This is the only way they can get their Bibles. And many of those Christians don't have their own copy of a Bible. During the van's very first journey, only in April last year, 70 people received help. So this is one of the doctors giving help to the people in this village, Shandang Village in Jiangsu province. But not only did 70 people get medical attention, but 300 people were given Bibles in the church there. There was one lady, Chen Go Zi. This is this lady here. She's 80 years old, and she said, I've been a Christian for 14 years, but I've never had a Bible before. Today, I've received my very first Bible. And as she held her new Bible, she wept, as she had God's word for the very first time. So please pray for the provision of more vans. They cost between $40,000 and $50,000 to equip and provide. And please pray for the people working there. Pray for all those who need medical attention, and pray for those receiving Bibles, that through the written word they would encounter the living word. Kua Wee Seng's prayer is that the vans will be used by the Lord to bring his word and medical care to the people of China. So can I need you to pray?